It's Theo
and Vanessa, and here's what you need to know this week. Wink.
Wink. There must be a way we can capture the sound of a wink with a Y.
Hey Theo, guess what?
What? You bought me a brand new car.
What is wrong with you?
A Range Rover Evoque. Well,
no.
Not really that
no.
new, but
a thousand times no.
Wow.
Get the movie reference? Tell me you get the movie reference.
Actually, this is the one time I don't.
Okay. So, March is here and so are we. It's a new month for Wink and you and me.
Actually, you saying that it's a new month for me is spot on. Guess when I was born?
You were born in March.
Guess when in March I was born?
March 29th, Theo. Get over yourself.
I can never get over myself. Well, I'm not sure if what I'll be saying next is a bubbling topic, but it is important as many people will be affected, and that's the temporary closure of the General Post Office in downtown Kingston. So all the people who are planning to send my birthday cards, the remittances, the gifts through the General Post Office, you're going to have to send it with a pigeon or some other way.
Okay, right. Yes, it's going to be closed for 6 months to facilitate renovations. And with the temporary closure comes lots of changes as postal operations will be affected.
So, General Post customers are being advised to use the central sorting office instead, which is located at 6 to 10 South Camp Road, to collect all your registered mail.
And if you're a pensioner who would normally collect your check at the GPO, you now have four options. You can go to any branch of National Commercial Bank.
Pensioners can also go to the Denhamtown Post Office, Halfway Tree Post Office, or the Central Sorting Office to collect pension checks.
And for PATH beneficiaries, you are being advised to visit the Central Sorting Office to collect your benefits.
Oh, and Van, the GPO also houses the Hagley Park Post Office, which serves the Kingston 11 area. As such, persons using that post office are being advised to collect their mail at the Halfway Tree Post Office.
And one more notice for business customers. You can still make use of your private letterbox at the GPO until further notice. So you're good.
This just goes to show how many people are still dependent on the postal service.
I know people still use snail mail.
Yeah, because I mean, going through all of this stuff, I'm like, I don't know what half of these things are, you know. Yeah, so a lot of people still use the postal service. They depend on it, and you know, man, you don't really realize until you hear that one is closing, the changes that you have to make.
True. Speaking of changes, ground is to be broken for 5 new high schools over the next 3 years. The Education Minister, Senator Ruel Reid, says it's to ensure that more schools come off of the shift system. We have more space on bare things.
Yeah, I recall hearing this. I know they plan to have schools completed within 3 to 5 years, so it's something we can all look up for.
Step by step. Indeed. And just a reminder to motorists traveling to St. James, the Felicity Road in St. James has been closed to vehicular traffic. Big up yourself, St. James motorists, but now for go find another route. Zine, them are do some road works.
The road was closed on Thursday, March 1, and it will remain closed until March 9 during the hours 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I love saying March.
So, as the National Works Agency works to widen the road, motorists are being asked to use the alternate route through the Blood Lane. What?
Names in Jamaica are really
interesting. Names in St. James, though. Why would I want to use Blood Lane?
Yeah, but because you have a lot of choice. So, motorists are also being encouraged to obey posted warning signs and flagmen. Everybody, we know you're rushing. We know you got to get where you got to go. But flagmen are not there for suggestions. Obey the sign.
Or just use the alternate route, people. Don't plan for Blood Lane.
It,
wow.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire.
And that's all the time we have on Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News.
Do you realize that we haven't had a drum roll? Instagram @
I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on. JIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook @ the Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she is Vanessa.
And he is Theodore. And remember,
knowledge is power, so stay in the know. Badum-t.
No. Put it down. Put it down. All right. Put it down, please. You miss. Your sugar limit is 26 milligrams of sugar in total for the day. And oi, you, sir, no more than 37 milligrams. So the extra juice, yes, miss it. Lock it back. And the piece of cake, put it back. Cause chronic disease like diabetes, now watch no face.
A message from the Jamaica Information Service. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.